He was the owner of the man who ran the steakhouse for over 25 years. He's a huge ambassador for tourism in Central Australia. And if I was to read you the long list of all the organisations and things he's involved with, well, we would be here all afternoon. But it is fair to say that Wayne Craft, who now is a new member of the Order of Australia for his work, has done a lot for Territorians, in particular for Centralians. Congratulations, Wayne, and thanks so much
for
being
Alex,
with us.
Thanks, Alex, and a very good afternoon to our listeners. We should put this in perspective. It's what the Territory's given back to me. It's my turn, and has been for some time, to try and give back to the Territory and to the people who've made it happen. So what a great place to live. And I've been here 46 years and met so many people along the way, obviously. Lots of characters, some who've passed on, but some who are still, yeah, well and truly alive. And look, it's just been a wonderful journey. And to be able to give back to the community is something which so many Territorians do on a daily basis, many of them unsung in their own way. And I want to, you know, my wonderful award, which has been very overwhelming, I actually want to share with all those people who've got involved in service clubs and, you know, sports administration, of course, the drovers at the hospital here. All those, just they're everywhere, and they just go about diligently giving back to community, and the awards for them as well.
I love it, Wayne. So really, already you've given a shout out and recognition to so many other people, but I guess that's part of why you've been recognised, because you've been so great over the years at drawing other people alongside, working with other organisations, and it's obviously not all about you, as we've just discovered.
No, definitely not.
Can you tell me, though, what it felt just in that moment when you were, I don't know if you were called or if it was an email, but when you found out that you were going to be honoured in this way?
Well, it was very, very humbling but exciting at the same time. And sort of got to know this just before Christmas, and of course you were sworn to secrecy, and which I was able to do. But you had plenty of time to reflect upon being advised that you were going to be honoured. And when it actually happened on the weekend, I was, and I use this term again for the second time, I've just been overwhelmed by the amount of people that have sort of come out of the woodwork around Australia who've read about it, or certainly read about it, and it's just been full on. And
must have been hard keeping that a secret for a month.
Yeah, well, I think I'd like to think it wasn't that difficult, because I was probably dreaming. I thought, this can't be right. And I sort of actually went back to what the email, as it was, a couple of times, and I said, is this one of those spam emails?
I love it. Is this a Nigerian scam?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, people can play silly, I was going to say silly buggers then, Alex, and I shouldn't on the radio,
oh,
should
there
I?
You go, you've already
but,
done it.
But anyway, it was legit, and it was just great to wake up on Saturday morning and the phone was going off and there were emails coming through, and it's still happening as we speak. So I am overawed by it and humbled. But look, it's truly about the Territory. It's just such a beautiful place to live. And for those who don't know, I've lived in Tennant Creek for a couple of years, at the Barra Creek pub for a couple of years. I worked in Darwin after Cyclone Tracy with the ANZ Bank. So I've, and most of the rest of the life, of course, here in the Alice. And I just love driving to Darwin and spending 3 or 4 days getting there.
I know, but it is. It's a great drive.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You get to see all the highlights of the Northern Territory. You said before that, in a way, your phone's been ringing off the hook ever since Saturday. Have there been any particularly special calls that you've taken?
Oh, look, seriously, they've all been special. And I mean that. It's a... I think... I should say this. I mean, Emma, my youngest daughter, was the first... off the, you know, like 6:30 in the morning, I think. Then she went out and won the Australia Day race.
Yeah, that's right. She was probably just back from a pre-run. Yeah,
and Emma's too busy running away from me normally, and everyone else. And to get that message on the phone was, you know, very special, and that was the beginning. And then Sally, my eldest daughter, rang straight through and that. So, yeah, when you have your two beautiful daughters sort of be almost first off the rank, that was the highlight, definitely. And then
who are huge contributors to the Territory themselves.
Yeah, look, it's just wonderful. Look, for all of us, the Territory's been great for us. And to be able to, I keep banging on about it, but being able to give back, it doesn't matter how small that is, I think it gives you much joy by giving, and certainly from my experience anyway.
Whether in that email or at the ceremony itself, were you sort of told in more specific terms about why you have been honoured?
Yeah, there's a bit, it's for community service through a range of organisations. There's been no ceremony yet, it's just the announcement. I believe, as I understand it, there'll be an investiture ceremony maybe here in Darwin
okay.
in April or May, and I think the administrator will be coordinating that. So that'll be another special event once all of the excitement of the announcement sort of eased back a bit.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, as I say, this is not going to go away anytime soon. I think for the rest of your life, I think this is just something beautiful to know that you've been honoured in.
Oh, exactly.
And I think that, you know, as you say, you're wanting to share with other people. For anyone that does know you just a little bit, they will know that you were involved in so many facets of, whether it's different community organisations, businesses, tourism in the Northern Territory. How do you get the energy, and what is it that actually energises you to be so involved and engaged?
Oh, that's a very good question, Alex. I can't answer that. It's just probably part of my DNA. But I don't know, I love getting out of bed, and there's always challenges in life, and we know that. And I think if you're the half glass full, and it's a common term, half-glass empty people, which I really struggle with. There's many half-glass full, and sometimes I've been accused of being the glass overflowing. So anyway, be that as it may, I'm just excited about life. And
but what makes you so excited? What makes you so glass overflowing?
Oh, I've got no
for the NT. Is it just you're hardwired that way?
Oh, probably. And I reflect back on my parents, and brought up in a very strict religious environment. That wasn't an overkill, but they prioritised life for me at a very young age, and I couldn't wait to leave home, which I did when I was 18, thanks to the ANZ Bank, and went to Tennant Creek. And I think that, you know, I got to give thanks to my parents along the way, definitely. And that mixture of dad's genes and my mum's genes, I think it's been a pretty happy merger from my personal perspective, at least, anyway.
Were they pretty optimistic people as well?
Hard-working. Mum was very much the half-glass full. Dad, a little bit more discerning, but both very, very hard workers, setting themselves up in that era, of course. You know, they went through, or they were born through the Depression. Not that they probably experienced it firsthand, but I think frugality was the name of the game for people who were born in the 1930s. And so that was sort of shared with us kids growing up. And so that sort of background, you know, a wonderful home background. And then coming to the Territory, and the rest is history. And here I am 46 years later.
What is it, do you think, that's sort of guided how you choose which organisations you want to get involved with and be part of?
I've never really thought about that either. When I first went to Tennant Creek, there was a bank manager there by the name of Ken McComb, and he opened up the Apex Club of Tennant Creek. When I eventually ended up in Alice Springs, I joined the Apex Club of Central Australia. So that led to lots of meeting great people, of course, along the way, giving back to community. But you also learnt through the Apex Club how to manage meetings, and now being the chairman of the Heritage Council, in terms of meeting agendas and what your role is as a chairperson, a lot of that experience came from my days in Apex. And that Ken McComb taught me one other thing, apart from getting me and other bank johnnies into Apex. He always said there's two things in life you've got to do. One, if you make an error, be the first to admit it so we can resolve the issue as best as we can. And in the bigger picture, if you've got a business or in life, try and surround yourself with competence. And that's not always easy, but the first one, if you got to admit your mistakes, and we all make mistakes in life, and it might be, you know, pretty hard to take, but to fess up as soon as you've recognised there's been an error or you've done something stupid, put your hand up. And I think those two things in life have sort of stood me in pretty good stead.
Are there times you can think of whether you've made a mistake or there's a direction you've headed down and thought, no, hang on a minute, I'm going to learn from that, and you've made a big change,
yeah,
and it's, you know, turned out really well?
Yeah, Alex, in life we all make mistakes. You've got to move on from it, reflect that you've made that error, and make sure it doesn't happen again to the best of your ability. And that's some people are in denial, and that's sad because psychologically, they probably take all that to their graves. But from my perspective, I mean, I've made some pretty silly mistakes and errors along the way. And upon reflection, there's probably youth, naivety, stupidity, whatever, you know, not dishonesty. I mean, thankfully, I'm blessed with, I'd like to think I've never gone down that path. But, yeah, we've just got to stand up and say, well, that was a bit silly, crafty, and, yeah, recognise it, move on, make sure it never happens again.
You're still involved in a whole lot of organisations in Central Australia and across the Territory right now. What are you feeling really passionate about and what's next for you?
Oh, look, I'm thoroughly enjoying my role with the Heritage Council. We've got some big things happening there. You know, agencies such as that have all got limited budgets. I mean, if you had a big checkbook, you could do a lot more, of course, but we're working very closely. The Heritage branch themselves are very passionate, very active and very switched on. And I did a presentation to the National Trust here just before Christmas at their AGM, and we want to sort of build up their membership, because the National Trust of Australia, and particularly the Stewart branch here, they are the people that make change. They are the people that can make change, but sadly their membership, like many other organisations, is diminishing. The age factor increases, so I've come up with some ideas which we're working on with support that might lead to a membership drive for the National Trust, and that'll probably coincide with Heritage Week in April. So if anyone is listening and really feel that they've got want to develop their passion for the history and heritage of Central Australia and the Territory, the way to do that is to put your hand in your pocket for, I think, $60 a year membership and get involved and meet great people on the way, but keep our history and heritage alive. So if we can't respect the past, how can we move into the future?
Wayne Craft, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program this afternoon. A huge congratulations again.
And
thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Alex, and thank you for all your support. Cheers.
Wayne Craft, a voice I'm sure you know all too well, a man I'm sure you know quite well. He's been in the Territory for a long time, living in Darwin, in the Barkly as well, and here in Central Australia. And now he's been named a new member of the Order of Australia for his work right across the community in a whole range of organisations.